Good evening. I'd like to call the regular meeting of council, February 22nd, to order at 7:01 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah, present. Councilwoman Laura Pismo, present. Vice President John Pleshnik,
present.
President Nancy E. Fellows,
present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig,
present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum,
present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz,
present.
I would entertain a motion to amend the agenda to add a correspondence caption for setting aside vetoes on specific ordinances.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to amend the agenda to add a correspondence caption for setting aside vetoes on ordinances. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
No.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to amend the agenda to add a correspondent caption has been passed.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to override the mayor's veto on ordinance number 2018-6.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilman Fiebig to override the veto on ordinance 2018-6. Is there a discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
No.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to override the mayor's veto on 2018-6 has passed.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to override the mayor's veto on ordinance number 2018-8.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to override the veto on ordinance 2018-8. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Has our acting law director reviewed the correspondence from the mayor, and have you determined that everything is well written?
I am comfortable with the drafting of the ordinance.
Thank you, sir.
Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
No.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to override ordinance 2018-8 has passed.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council set aside the veto on ordinance 2018-10.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Pismo to set aside the veto on ordinance 2018-10. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
I do have one potential concern. Well, there's a few, but in particular, the one I'm most concerned about is that my understanding is that a Frank Supancic is who is the auditor that has, and also the person that signed the contract. But I also know that this person has also supported Mr. Pleshnik in his run for state, and just wondering if that might be considered a conflict of interest and any kind that we should be worried about. So I'll ask that to the law director.
It is not a legally significant position to endorse someone. The concern would always be if there were.
Oh. Sorry about that. The concern would always be if there were a large sum donated, and there are election laws that govern that.
Madam President,
Councilor.
And the first sentence was there is no legally significant.
No, there's no prohibition against awarding a contract to someone who has endorsed someone for political office.
Certainly, and one member of council is not the driving force of an entire body.
Right.
So therefore, is there anything in this memo that was distributed that it raises concerns of yours to the council?
No.
Thank you, sir.
Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Nope.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to override the veto of ordinance 2018-10 has passed. The last one is 2018-11. Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council set aside the veto on ordinance 2018-11.
Second.
A motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to set aside the veto on ordinance 2018-11. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, I have a question for our law director. We received all of council interoffice memo stating in one part, and I quote, "I do not believe temporarily suspending the funds in this account are a legal action." I'd like to ask the law director his opinion as to the legality of that.
Well, the title of the legislation describes it as a suspension, but if you look at Section 1, what it says is that the temporary budget was amended to reflect that no funds are to be expended for the program. And so even though it's denominated, it's captioned as temporarily suspending, the legal act that you have taken is saying it is not; those funds are not appropriated as a matter of the initial or the temporary budget. There's a direction to the finance director not to make expenditures out of the fund, and then of course you're studying the permanent budget for the year, the permanent appropriations, and you have control of whether any funds are appropriated out of that account in that document.
So just to be clear, our keywords are temporary budget and suspension of funds, not cancellation of funds, correct?
Well, that's the caption. It says no funds are to be expended for the program. And you're amending your temporary budget to do that. That could be characterized as a suspension of the program. Council can always reinstitute appropriations, assuming the funds are there.
Right, right. Thank you.
Vicki?
Madam President?
Oh, Councilman Fiebig.
Just to follow up on another comment that funds cannot be received. There is nothing in our ordinance that prohibits that nor suggests that, if I'm correct in saying that. So to claim that would be a fallacy. Is that correct?
Well, the account still exists, and if donations are made for a specific program, the administration would be obligated to accept those funds.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Plushnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hullum?
Nope.
Lenz?
Yes.
The motion to set aside the veto on ordinance 2018-11 has passed. Go back to our original agenda.
Madam President, move the council adopt the regular council meeting minutes of January 11th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Vice President Plushnik to accept the regular council meeting minutes of January 11, 2018. Any discussion on the motion?
Madam President?
Councilman Fiebig?
Just wanted to point out again, for perhaps people that don't regularly watch or pay attention to these. These minutes are done verbatim by our clerk, who tries to go through this and make sure that everything is recorded and put out exactly as it was said. Sometimes there's words that are, you know, there or there. They might have different spellings, but it really is a remarkable job that our clerk does, and it's way above what's required for a city council. So I just wanted to point that out. I wanted to commend our clerk for being very conscientious about putting those minutes out to accurately record what goes on in these meetings. And the audio recording is the official record of the meeting. The written minutes, they are certainly helpful. So thank you to our clerk for that.
Thank you, Councilman Fiebig, and I'm sure we all echo that, and I think every now and then it's important that our residents know what are the permanent minutes.
I'm sorry, we just added a whole bunch to your minutes for next time.
Yeah, well, she's getting used to that. So. All right. Mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
We have to vote on
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You are correct. For this, the disposition of the journal. Okay, Vicki, thanks.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of January 11th have been adopted. The mayor's report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Today I swore in one dispatcher, full-time dispatcher, Samantha Searle, and two part-time police officers, Tyler Mihalik and Salvatore Contessa. So they will be joining our family as of today, and they'll be in training for some time, but they will be on board. The Wilby Hills Photo Contest is accepting pictures if you're 6 years old or older. March 2nd and March 5th, they're accepting the photographs from 10 to noon and 7 to 8. They'll be on display for the pancake breakfast. The pancake breakfast is the 11th of March. It's all you can eat pancakes from 8:30 to 1:30. Blueberry, regular, and French toast. Plus, they had orange juice, apple juice, and sausage. The tickets are $6.50 in advance. They're available at City Hall in the community center. And children under 4 are free, and children 5 to 12 are $4. The craft show, the spring craft show, is this Saturday, March 3rd. It's from 9 to 3. All stands are sold out, so come see the craft show. The other thing, we have the Wilby Hills Extravaganza. It's Saturday, March 28th. It's at 10 o'clock. You have to pre-register for that, and you, if you go to eggwhils.com, you can register for the extravaganza, and it's going to be at Calvary Church down this on Chardon Road. The last thing I have a town hall meeting. It's Wednesday, February 28th from 6 to 8, and it will feature all my director, my directors, myself, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the city and answer any questions after that. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Seeing none, law director's report.
I have no report.
Any questions for the law director this evening?
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
Mr. Law Director, you know I've expressed my concerns about how you came to be in this position. However, that being that as it may, I wanted to ask you with regard to all of the lawsuits that are going on at the moment, if somehow I know your position is that we are in good shape, but if somehow we are judge, if the judge finds against our position, your position, what kind of risk damage monies are we at risk here as a city?
There is no claim for money damages in the complaint, so none.
But we do. We would potentially have fees for the plaintiff's attorneys and things like that. Is that correct or not?
If there were a determination that a taxpayer's action was properly brought on behalf of the taxpayers, there can be attorney's fees paid.
Okay. And are there other concerns with regard to, in that case, should that happen, with regard to any of the other opinions that this council has relied on from you that could be impacted as a result, should they find against us?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
To our acting law director, you've provided services to this community for quite a number of weeks here now, and we, in good faith, came up with a payment plan for you for those services, and you have rendered them in good faith. Have you been paid?
No.
I believe that to be egregious on behalf of this community, that there is a check sitting on the mayor's desk that he will not sign to pay for your services that you have rendered to our community.
Thank you, Councilman Phoebe.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnik.
I just have one question for the acting law director. If I'm not mistaken, the individuals who are suing the city at this point are the mayor, the former law director, Mr. Loby, and the city prosecutor, Mr. Germano, who is in the middle of the removal process. Are those the three individuals who are suing the city?
Yes.
And if those three individuals were to do the right thing and drop that lawsuit, there'd be no risk to the city, there'd be no further legal fees if they simply just drop their case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Plushnik. Thank you, Mr. Byron. The next is the Finance Director's Report. Mr. Berkachek.
The thing is, in addition to what I mentioned in the Finance Committee about changes to the general fund budget, is I forgot to mention that the general fund budget also reflects the transferring of the staffing from the road funds of the service department to the general fund, and it's probably an impact of about $90,000 on the general fund. Other than that, I have no other report.
Thank you, Mr. Berkachek. Any questions for the finance director? Thank you. City engineer's report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. No report tonight.
Thank you, Pete. Any questions for the city engineer this evening? Thank you. Moving on to committee reports. So we had some committee reports this evening.
Madam President, I'll report that, yes, we did have, I had two committees. The service committee convened at 5:35, where we brought in our road superintendent, Mark Rubis, to hear his thoughts and comments specifically regarding the budget and the needs for that department and for our roads for the upcoming budget cycle. We talked in great detail of his plans to redo the garage, to fix the doors that are in there. We talked about some other projects, about four different projects that would be perhaps help funded through our stormwater management through Lake County. We also talked about the improvements to the complex here to switch over to LED lighting, so that will reduce our, while there's an initial outlay in cost, it does reduce our electricity costs in the long run. And he did indicate that there was quite a bit of progress made on that, to the tune of maybe about 90%. We talked about salt and our storage capacity. We have about a storage capacity of 1,000 tons. And we go through about 28 to 3,300 tons per year. A couple of neighboring communities have the capacity to store as much as about 4,500 tons. So expanding the capacity to hold that amount of rock salt would help us to effectively deliver that to the roads, especially in times of like back-to-back-to-back snow emergencies or snow incidents that would happen. Major events, they're called. We were talking about the resurfacing of Red Fox and Keneally and some other roads in the Mayfriars area, and also to include some hanging obstacles so that large trucks are not encouraged to cross the Pleasant Valley Bridge. After the meeting, he did come up and tell me that he did just receive a message that the plow truck is going to be delivered tomorrow. So the new truck will be here in the complex tomorrow. We had a public portion. Two people spoke. We adjourned at 6:02. I'll move right into the next committee meeting then, which was for safety, which included the same members of our committee. I'm sorry I neglected to mention that, as Jan Mica and Laura Pijmo was not at present at the first one, however, was for the second. I'll have a full report written out, but basically we met with our acting fire chief, Tim Sarazen, and our chief police, Collins. We talked in broad strokes about staffing levels, about overtime, ways to reduce overtime, and methods of full-time versus part-time personnel, because council did at some point suggest or pass legislation to approve funds for 3 full-time firefighters. However, there's some change in thinking that going to part-time might be more cost-effective and actually serve us better when it comes to reducing overtime and for the flexibility, but also adding perhaps a full-time fire safety and person that could also swing into those shifts. So we will continue the discussions about that. Our chief had talked about the additional 2 police officers. We talked about his strategy and his plans looking forward for keeping the department at full force, full operating force. I understand there were some discussions about perhaps leasing some space down the street at the Old Loman's Plaza. I think that conversation's ongoing, and we'll be anxious to hear more about that. Let's see. We discussed the dispatch center and some conversations that have been had to consolidate with some larger dispatch operations like the Lake County one, for example, and what would be involved there. They had suggested that we form a committee to discuss that in great detail and see what is the best possible outcome for that. So I hope we do that. I think we should at least investigate. It'd be doing our due diligence, and certainly with this budget that we've been presented that's in a deficit to almost $250,000, $270,000, we do have to look at things as cost savings. There were various questions from the committee, but in general, these discussions were regarding the budget. Public portion opened, and we adjourned at, there were just a couple of questions there, and we adjourned at 6:37 and moved right into the Finance Committee meeting of Council Vice President Plechnik's. So I'm open to any questions if there are any.
Any questions for Councilman Fiebig on service or safety? And before I move to Vice President Plechnik on Finance, Dave, any comments at all for planning and zoning?
We have Councilwoman Pijmo is the alternate member to planning and zoning, and I have asked, and she has said yes, to Laura Lenz being the other member of the Planning and Zoning Committee. Now, that's the committee membership. As far as last Thursday's meeting, I'm happy to report that McDonald's restaurant came to us, and they have a plan to redevelop their McDonald's restaurant to add two lanes to keep the interior up to their, like, sort of their state-of-the-art design. So not only the exterior, but the interior of that building is going to get a real refurbishing. And they do plan to keep the drive-through open during this process that will happen this summer. So you can still get your coffee and biscuits. So that was good news, and I did compliment them and said thank you for being in our community and for your investment in the community. I thought that's that was very good to see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam President, if I may. Mr. Fiebig, did they talk about anything about the access road? We remember we had a conversation a while back about potentially down the road adding an access road from Eddy. Was there any discussion about that going that far, or do you remember, do you know?
Council President, no. There was no discussion about that access road that would go along the back of those properties. No, that was not brought up at all.
Okay. I couldn't remember if we decided any time that they made any changes that we might add that in.
As I recall, that was more of a discussion when Dunkin' Donuts was put in.
Right, but I think we were talking about adding it so that any time there was additional work done in any of those lots that we were going to consider doing
something. Mayor has us.
There's lots in between that are undeveloped and would make no sense to do it.
So unless and until.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure if that was an opportunity for us.
Thank you. Vice President Plushner, do you want to?
Yes, Madam President.
For Finance?
Our Finance Committee meeting met at 6:39 p.m. tonight. All members of the committee were present, as well as all of Council, the Mayor, and the Finance Director. We took our first look at the proposed 2018 budget from the Mayor's administration, and I noted right off the bat we were dealing with a roughly $270,000 deficit, and that was going to be a challenge for Council to face, given our commitment to always balance the budget. I asked the finance director what were the significant differences between the 2017 budget that was adopted by council and the proposed 2018 budget, and he indicated that revenue-wise there was an increase in the city income tax but a decrease in the mayor's court revenue as well as the building department revenue. There in particular, because we are using the county building inspectors, it doesn't cost us to use them, but we do let them keep the fees. I had asked whether or not our budget included the three additional firefighters that have yet to be hired, and the finance director indicated that yes, we were retaining that feature from a 9 to 12 increase. He listed off several other minor changes that were in the budget message as well. I followed up with a question as to whether or not this budget reflected an increase in pay for the secretary's union, and he replied that yes, the increase the mayor negotiated was reflected in this budget. Councilman Fiebig asked how the finance director calculated the cost of three additional firefighters, and the finance director replied he did so by taking the entry-level salary for a firefighter and adding the cost of health insurance as well, in particular for a family. And he indicated that the cost would grow as the firefighters became more senior. Councilman Fiebig asked whether part-time would be more affordable, and there was some discussion as to how the cost of part-time firefighters are calculated and paid. Council President Fellows asked whether or not the proposal that our acting fire chief Tim Sarazen had brought forth in the safety committee meeting to, instead of having three full-time firefighters, have one full-time fire prevention officer along with a cadre of part-timers, what would that cost? The finance director indicated that he'd asked for a proposal from the acting fire chief but had not received it yet. There was some discussion as to what the fire levy consists of, which supports our fire department. It's a property tax along the lines of our road levy, only it's permanent in nature and it's not reviewed or reaffirmed by the taxpayers. I closed my discussion with the concern that we have a deficit budget, that everything needs to be on the table, all positions, all responsibilities, so that the budget can ultimately bring to a balance, unless if there was a desire on the part of council to raise taxes, which I sincerely doubted, stood open to correction, and no one corrected me. So I think that our philosophy of balancing the budget without raising taxes remains our position. I opened public portion and closed it, as well as adjourned the meeting at 6:54 p.m., as there were no comments from the public. I stand open to questions.
Thank you, Vice President Plushnik. Any questions for him concerning finance? budget.
Yes.
Councilman Fiebig?
This was not a question, I'm sorry, in the next portion for other committee reports or other council reports. This is in regard to the Chagrin River Watershed Partners. Councilwoman Micah just reminded me that I attended that meeting for the city and as the alternate trustee on the 15th of February. Let's see, I attended the first half and then you joined me about halfway through. So I believe it was, some of it was their annual meeting to discuss
Their
organizational meeting. So, you know, it was a discussion about that and some new people that were being added to that. And I think we got an email to that effect, too. And the Chagrin River Watershed Partners website has, you know, all the additional information. We're glad to be a member of that. And I see our fees for the year were paid for that. This is an organization that helps us with stormwater management, especially, you know, right down to the resident level. So you can, if you have some issues or if you'd like to be involved in, say, rain garden, water barrel, downspout for the gutters, what's that called? Rain barrel. Or any other sort of mitigation for water and how it enters our waterways, they're a resource that we have. And, you know, I don't know if enough residents take advantage of it. Certainly some do if they're aware of it. So I'm mentioning it again. There's also grant funding that's available, and something new this year, if landscapers would be willing, they will do some training for them to, for example, I think of, you know, people that cut the lawns right up to a riverbed or a creekside, you know, and they don't let nature grow to keep the land from falling into the river and things like that. Excuse me for not being technically correct with that, but that's the idea of it. And that really does help. It keeps our water clean. It keeps it pure, and it also stops things from happening like flooding. And we don't want, you know, flooding to happen into basements and things like that. So also covering roadways and that. So I think it's a resource that we could use a little bit more of. Anything to add?
Especially since we do, I've spoken about this before. We do pay fees, taxpayers do pay fees that go towards this organization. The meeting was organizational. It was pretty basic and routine. A lot of the things they talk about, they reiterate each time. However, it is a really rich source of grants that are water basin related. And actually, I'm going to be approaching Pete soon to talk about grants possibly that we may be in line for that may help us with some of our sewer issues in the city. They are connected with so many different organizations in the Great Lakes region that it's hard to keep them all straight. But like I said, it's a good source of grant money for groups. They can give advice to projects, everything from sensitive areas to problem areas. So thank you to Councilman Fiebig for attending when I couldn't because I was running late.
And this was, well, you were teaching, I think.
Right.
At the time. And this was nice because it was right across the street at the community center. They travel around, so they go to their different communities. It also gives the trustees and membership the opportunity to visit around the multiple community areas. And sometimes we even see some of the projects. For example, right across the street at the community center, they did a permeable asphalt project. And so when they had their meeting here, they were able to demonstrate this is why it works. Here's the measuring devices that we put in there. If you ever see, there's a little box, and that measures how much water infiltrates and at what rate. And they're using that to collect data to also you know, for future projects down the road. And we do have a Willoughby Hills resident, Donna Clements, is a committee member at large, and she has been since the formation of the Watershed Partners, and this is their, is it 50th year? 51st year, so 57.
She said she had been involved for probably about 20 years.
I don't want to divulge her age.
No.
It's been quite a number of years that they've been, and she was a founding member of that. So it's good to have her in the committee as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Councilman Micah and Fiebig. Going backwards to finish up on committee reports, Councilman Hallam, we still need to have a Recreation Committee of Council. I think we were trying to coordinate, or you were trying to coordinate that with the Boys League representative, because that ordinance is on third agenda this evening, or third reading this evening.
Thank you, Madam President. I did speak to Tom Elliott from the Boys League, and apparently the Boys League group is meeting the 3rd of March to discuss the questions that the acting law director had and to make sure they had kind of could explain everything. I am going to try to attend that meeting myself just to kind of hear what they're talking about and then have us all meet with them after they've had an opportunity so that they'll be prepared to speak with intelligence to what we had asked.
Wonderful. Okay.
So hopefully, my hope is the second week of March we can get that meeting and move it forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Oh, may I? I had a question for Mr. Fiebig.
Yes.
Did you say they offered training for landscapers at the watershed? And did they say is that free? Is there a cost? Do you know?
Madam Chair and Councilman Hallam's question, I don't believe there was a cost to it, but I can get you in touch with
somebody. And they would
somebody.
Just maybe contact
Pete, you're shaking your head. No, you have better information than I did.
No, I don't think there's a cost to it.
I didn't think so.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, it's a service that's available, and maybe I can forward information to all of council. I meant to. It slipped my mind.
Any other comments on any other committees and or other council representative reports this evening? Moving on, we will move to public portion. Public portion is an opportunity for individuals to come forth to share information and state opinions. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. We also ask that you state your name and your address for the record. I will open public portion at 7:37 p.m. We need to fix the mic.
Yeah.
Dave's coming up.
I don't know. Can you hear me all right?
No, we need to have you come to the mic, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Council. My name is Alan Exley. I'm with the Lake County Engineer's Office. I'm here to briefly talk to you about the new county permissive motor vehicle license fee that has been passed by the Ohio legislature. It is an opportunity for each county in Ohio to pass an additional $5 in motor vehicle license costs each time you go to renew your license. And Lake County Engineer Jim Gills, he's trying to go to as many communities as possible to discuss this in an open forum. Because he wants to go to the commissioners and recommend approval of this additional $5 fee. He wants to make everybody aware of the reasoning for that, and we put together a packet associated with that. County engineer's income has been going down primarily because of gasoline usage, and we get monies from gasoline taxes. So as that usage goes down, that income goes down as well. Costs are going up for the things we do. You're fully aware that asphalt, concrete, labor costs are all been going up. So that weighs into the mix. And the fact that we're a benefit to all. We take care of Route 2 in Lake County, which about everybody uses that. We take care of the county roads, bridges, and we take care of the bridges in many of the communities as well as your community. As you might be aware, Bishop, Dodd, we assist with Pleasant Valley, Rogers Road, we take care of. So we want to make sure that the people are aware of the public forum type setup of what we're up to on that. And that's it, unless you have any questions.
So Alan, we'll wait till public portion's through and then we can come back around to that. So if you would... if you're done, we'll have you sit. And if there's anybody else that has other topics, And then once the public portion is closed, then we can address questions or concerns that people might have on what you just shared with us.
Okay. If I may, we have the packet. If I could hand that off to the clerk.
Yes.
And this information is also on our website if you'd like to see it there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Anyone else this evening for public portion? Okay. I will then close public portion at 7:40 p.m. So thank you very much for the information. We appreciate that. Vicki will make copies of the packet for council, correct, Vicki? And then certainly we can reach out to you or to the office to see if we have any questions, concerns. Don't have an opportunity to really have, like, a committee meeting on it.
Well, we're not asking for anything specific.
Right.
It's just informational.
And we appreciate that, absolutely.
I do have one quick question.
Yes.
Is any of the $5 locally shared?
No, it is not.
Thank you.
Madam President, if I may, so does that mean the extra $5 will just go into the general fund?
No, it'll go to the county engineer.
County engineer, well, not our general fund, but I mean county it'll engineer. Go in for general expenses.
Right.
Okay.
Any other quick questions for Alan? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. All right, the next is unfinished business. A hearing will be set at the first regular council meeting 30 days after Judge Fury's decision on the validity of the mayor's lawsuit against the council. And then we'll move on to legislation. Vicki, the first one is ordinance number 2018-4.
An ordinance engaging Bradley Hall IV and the law firm of Bradley Hall IV, Esquire, LLC, to perform the duties and exercise the authority of the city prosecutor as acting city prosecutor, establishing the compensation of the position of acting city prosecutor, and declaring an emergency.
And this ordinance will stay on third reading. The next one is ordinance 2018-5.
An ordinance to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Willoughby Hills Boys League in order to provide sports programs for the youth residents of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance will also stay on third reading. The next is ordinance number 2018-13.
An ordinance adopting permanent appropriations necessary to maintain city services for the fiscal period beginning January 1st through December 31st of 2018, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
And this ordinance will be on first reading. The next one is ordinance 2018-14.
An ordinance accepting the bid of SOS Trucking Company, Inc. for the purchase of limestone for the year 2018 and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move the council waive three readings of ordinance 2018-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2018-14. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as we heard in our service meeting, the road superintendent urged that we do this as expediently as possible for the purposes of being sure that we can take care of our roads without any delay. So this is something that's done year after year, and this is approving a bid that was done following the bid process. Mayor, was this out to bid for the longest possible time and for at least the minimum time? He has answered yes. So therefore, I would move that we waive three readings.
Vicki?
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Bellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2018-14 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move the council adopt ordinance 2018-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt ordinance 2018-14. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Mica.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes. Ordinance 2018-14 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2018-15.
An ordinance accepting the bid of Grand River Asphalt Company for the purchase of asphalt for the year 2018 and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move that council waive three readings of ordinance 2018-15.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2018-15. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, for same reasons that I just mentioned, this is an urgency and it's a routine matter. And, Mayor, this was out for the minimum amount of time and for the maximum that is allowable. He's confirmed yes, so I would approve that, I would move that we waive three readings and adopt this as soon as possible.
Vicki?
Mica.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes. The three reading rule on ordinance 2018-15 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to adopt ordinance 2018-15.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilwoman Mica to adopt ordinance number 2018-15. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Mica.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes. Ordinance 2018-15 has been adopted. The next one is resolution number 2018-3.
A resolution recognizing the heroic actions taken by police officers Craig Anderson and Corey Planasek in the line of duty.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on resolution number 2018-3.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three-reading rule on resolution number 2018-3. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Mica.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Phoebig.
Yes.
Hollum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes. The three-reading rule has been waived on resolution 2018-3.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-3.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt resolution number 2018-3. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. I know it's unusual to do this, but I honestly think, given the heroic actions of our officers, it's worth taking the time to read the resolution into the record at this time. A resolution recognizing the heroic actions taken by police officers Craig Anderson and Corey Planasek in the line of duty. Whereas on September 28, 2017, officers Anderson and Planasek were dispatched to Classic BMW for a male customer who was acting erratically within the service department. And whereas upon arrival, the officers made contact with a 30-year-old male who had his car at the dealership for service. And whereas a records check disclosed the male had multiple warrants for his arrest, and as the officers attempted to make the arrest, the male suspect ran through the service bay towards the large overhead door to the parking lot. And whereas the officers pursued the suspect as he exited to the outer parking area, with Officer Anderson by his side, Officer Planasek tackled the suspect. And whereas, as the suspect was being tackled, he pulled a handgun from his waistband and began firing at the officers, striking both officers multiple times. And whereas, in spite of their serious injuries, both officers continued to engage the suspect. Officer Planasek wrestled the male to the ground, moving to control the suspect's gun hand, while Officer Anderson recovered and shot the suspect four times with his duty weapon. And whereas, the critical, selfless actions of Officers Anderson and Planasek to continue to engage the suspect after both were shot several times and seriously wounded ensured the safety and welfare of the many dealership employees and customers. And whereas, without their heroic actions, the potential threat to the employees and the public was significant, as the suspect shot all the bullets from his gun and had another loaded pistol magazine in his pocket. And whereas the extraordinary manner in which officers Craig Anderson and Corey Planisek perform their duties demonstrates their enduring commitment to serving and protecting our community. And whereas their outstanding efforts bring great credit upon themselves and the police department and sets a standard of excellence for all law enforcement officers to emulate, now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Willoughby Hills, County of Lake, State of Ohio, that Section 1, the City Council of Willoughby Hills hereby acknowledges the heroic actions taken by officers Craig Anderson and Corey Planisek and want to extend its appreciation to both officers for their exemplary service to our community. And I think we'll all be honored to pass this resolution today. Thank you to you for your heroic service and for saving and protecting the residents of the City of Willoughby Hills and all of our residents and customers at Classic BMW. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vice President Pleshnik, for reading that. Vicki, we need to call the vote.
Micah.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Biebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Resolution number 2018-3 has been adopted. The next order of business is new business. Is there any new business on the council table this evening? Next order, for the good of the order. For the good of the community.
Madam President.
Vice President Pleshnik.
I do want to share that on Sunday, March 18th, the Lions Club is having its regional convention, and our very own Willoughby Hills resident, Mike Tyler, who has served on our Planning and Zoning Commission in the past, is going to be elected as governor for the Northeast Ohio Lions. It's a substantial honor that one of our residents is taking on that role, and I want to thank Mike for his service to the community and express our gratitude to him for that and our congratulations as well.
Thank you. Any other for the good of the community? Seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Lenz and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adjourn. There's no discussion on the motion. Vicki, please call the roll.
Micah.
Yes.
Hismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Biebig.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Motion to adjourn at 7:53 p.m. Thank you.
I hung on to the bitter end, then it all crumbled.